Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Avraham Goldar, Anthony Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Gimel, the fourth parak, Echad Dinim Amonos. The Zichud Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichud Nishmas Rav Moshe ben Yamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah taught that verdicts in Dinim Amonos can be reversed in either direction. This contradicts a Mishnah in Bechoros, which states, Danas et Din, if one ruled on a case, Zicha es Achayiv, and he mistakenly ruled the liable party exempt or the exempt party liable, or he ruled Tamei, that which was actually Tahor, the opposite, Masha Asa Asui, Beishalom Mebeso, what he did is done, and he must repay the damaged party from his property. This proves the decision is not reversed. Rav Nachman answers that our mission refers to a judge who is Gadol Hamenu B'Chochma U'B'Minyan, greater than the first in wisdom and number, and can reverse the first decision. Rav Sheshes answers that our Mishnah's case is Shetah B'Devar Mishnah, where the judge erred in something taught by a Mishnah. Such a blatantly mistaken verdict is reversed. The other Mishnah is Shetah B'Shekel Hadas, where he erred in judgment, which is not reversed. Rav Ashi told Ravina that Tah B'Devar Mishnah includes rulings of Braises, Rav and Shmuel, and even their own. An error of Shekel Hadas is defined as a machlokes between Tanaim or Amoraim without an established halacha, and the judge ruled against the opinion that most judges follow. Point number two, Rav Chisda answered that the Mishnah in Bechoros is Shenata V'Nasim B'Yad, where the judge took the payment from one party and gave it by hand to the other party. A verdict executed by the judge, albeit erroneous, cannot be reversed. Our Mishnah is where the judge did not carry out the mistaken verdict, so it can be reversed. The Gemara asks that the second case of that Mishnah, Zicha es Achayiv, where he ruled the liable party exempt, is completed by the mere verbal ruling with no physical action. The Gemara first answers that the verdict of exemption itself is tantamount to physically taking the money from the claimant and handing it to the defendant. However, this interpretation is found difficult because of our Mishnah. Ravina explains that the physical action in the second case can be where the claimant had a mashkon for the debt, and the judge took it and returned it to the defendant. The third case of that Mishnah, where he ruled something tahor as tameh, is where he touched a sheretz of the food in question, rendering it definitely tameh in accordance with his mistaken ruling. The fourth case, where he ruled something tameh as tahor, is where he then mixed the food in question into other tahor food. And point number three, Abraisa's sources, the Mishnah's ruling, that if one was convicted for the death penalty, and someone said, Yeshi l'lamed alav schus, I have what to argue in favor of his acquittal, we return him to Basin to hear the argument, because the Pasuk says, Naki al taharog, do not kill an innocent person, meaning one who was initially convicted. However, if one was acquitted and someone said, I have an argument to convict him, we do not return to hear the argument because the Pasuk says, Tzadik al taharog, do not kill a righteous person, meaning someone initially found righteous. Rav Shimon bar Ashi says the reverse applies to a Macy's, meaning we would reconsider an innocent verdict, but not a guilty verdict. The Gemara adds that a verdict of Galus or Malchus is also reversed for acquittal only. Rav Yochanan said that erroneous acquittals are only not reversed if the mistake was B'davashena Tzedukim Modimbo, regarding something to which the Tzedukim do not concede, but a mistake so obvious that even the Tzedukim agree with us, Zilkari Be'Rabhu, it's something that one can go read in school, and the verdict is overturned. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah taught that verdicts in Dinim Amonos can be reversed in either direction. This contradicts a Mishnah in Bechoros, which states, Danas et Din, if one ruled on a case, Zicha es Achayiv, and he mistakenly ruled the liable party exempt or the exempt party liable, or he ruled Tamei, that which was actually Tahor, the opposite, Masha Asa Asui, Beishalom Mebeso, what he did is done, and he must repay the damaged party from his property. This proves the decision is not reversed. Rav Nachman answers that our mission refers to a judge who is Gadol Hamenu B'Chochma U'B'Minyan, greater than the first in wisdom and number, and can reverse the first decision. Rav Sheshes answers that our Mishnah's case is Shetah B'Devar Mishnah, where the judge erred in something taught by a Mishnah. Such a blatantly mistaken verdict is reversed. The other Mishnah is Shetah B'Shekel Hadas, where he erred in judgment, which is not reversed. Rav Ashi told Ravina that Tah B'Devar Mishnah includes rulings of Braises, Rav and Shmuel, and even their own. An error of Shekel Hadas is defined as a machlokes between Tanaim or Amoraim without an established halacha, and the judge ruled against the opinion that most judges follow. Point number two, Rav Chisda answered that the Mishnah in Bechoros is Shenata V'Nasim B'Yad, where the judge took the payment from one party and gave it by hand to the other party. A verdict executed by the judge, albeit erroneous, cannot be reversed. Our Mishnah is where the judge did not carry out the mistaken verdict, so it can be reversed. The Gemara asks that the second case of that Mishnah, Zicha es Achayiv, where he ruled the liable party exempt, is completed by the mere verbal ruling with no physical action. The Gemara first answers that the verdict of exemption itself is tantamount to physically taking the money from the claimant and handing it to the defendant. However, this interpretation is found difficult because of our Mishnah. Ravina explains that the physical action in the second case can be where the claimant had a mashkon for the debt, and the judge took it and returned it to the defendant. The third case of that Mishnah, where he ruled something tahor as tameh, is where he touched a sheretz of the food in question, rendering it definitely tameh in accordance with his mistaken ruling. The fourth case, where he ruled something tameh as tahor, is where he then mixed the food in question into other tahor food. And point number three, Abraisa's sources, the Mishnah's ruling, that if one was convicted for the death penalty and someone said, Yeshi l'lamed alav schus, I have what to argue in favor of his acquittal, we return to Basin to hear the argument because the Pasuk says, Naki al taharog, do not kill an innocent person, meaning one who was initially convicted. However, if one was acquitted and someone said, I have an argument to convict him, we do not return to hear the argument because the Pasuk says, Tzadik al taharog, do not kill a righteous person, meaning someone initially found righteous. Rav Shimon bar Ashi says the reverse applies to a Macy's, meaning we would reconsider an innocent verdict, but not a guilty verdict. The Gemara adds that a verdict of Galus or Malchus is also reversed for acquittal only. Rabbi Yochanan said that erroneous acquittals are only not reversed if the mistake was bedavashena tzedukim modimbo, regarding something to which the tzedukim do not concede. But a mistake so obvious that even the tzedukim agree with us, zilkari beirabhu, it's something that one can go read in school, and the verdict is overturned. All right, so now we go to our siman daf lamed gimel, and our standard siman relates to a leg, but to make the siman more distinct, we use a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. When the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate judge that his ruling was reversed by a pirate judge much greater than he, and the peg-leg judge responded that it's too late because he already took the money from one litigant and handed it to the other. They both were almost knocked over by a pirate running to present a schus for the man about to walk the plank. Once again, in slow motion. When the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate, that must be more duff. Lamed Gimel. When the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate judge that his ruling was reversed by a pirate judge much greater than he, which reminds us, Gemara discusses reversing a ruling in Dine Mamonos cases. Rav Nachman says, one can in a case where the judge is gadol men b'chochum u'b'minyan, greater than the first in wisdom and number. Rav Sheshet says that it's reversed if the judge was tabadvar mishnah, but not if it was a mistake in shikul hadas. So when the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate judge that his ruling was reversed by a pirate judge much greater than he, and the peg-leg judge responded that it's too late because he already took the money from one litigant and handed it to the other, which reminds us, Rav Chisda answered that the Mishnah in Bechoros, where the decision cannot be reversed, is Shanatov Nasim Biyad, where the judge took the payment from one party and gave it by hand to the other party. A verdict executed by the judge, albeit erroneous, cannot be reversed. So when the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate judge that his ruling was reversed by a pirate judge much greater than he, and the peg-leg judge responded that it's too late because he already took the money from one litigant and handed it to the other, they both were almost knocked down over by a pirate running to present a schus for the man about to walk the plank, which reminds us, Abraisa's sources the Mishnah's ruling that if one was convicted for the death penalty and someone said, Yesh l'lamed alav schus, I have what to argue in favor of his acquittal, we return to Beis Din to hear the argument because the Pasuk says, Naki al taharog, do not kill an innocent person, meaning one who was initially convicted. However, if one was acquitted and someone said, I have an argument to convict him, we do not return to hear the argument because the Pasuk says, Tzadik al taharog, do not kill a righteous person, meaning someone initially found righteous. So once again, when the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate judge that his ruling was reversed by a pirate judge much greater than he, and the peg-leg judge responded that it's too late because he already took the money from one litigant and handed it to the other, they both were almost knocked over by a pirate running to present a schus for the man about to walk the plank. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Chav Tes. So the simmer Daf Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The three judges sitting on a cot. Cot? That must be one of Daf Chav Tes. The three judges sitting on a cot attempting to intimidate witnesses against testifying falsely in a Dina Mamono's case, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ketzed Bodkin as the Edim. How do they examine the Edim? They bring them into a room, Umayim and Alehem, and intimidate them against testifying falsely. The Gemara discusses what they're told, including false Edim are degraded even in the eyes of those who hire them. So the three judges sitting on a cot attempting to intimidate witnesses against testifying falsely in a Dina Mamono's case and holding up a snake who didn't offer the excuse of Divrei Rab, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin, which reminds us, Rabbi Simlai said, Harbe Tanis Hayelu Anachash Liton Votan. There are many pleas the serpent could have made to absolve himself, but since he did not and was a Macy's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not make them for him. The Gemara explains that the Nachash could have said Divrei Rab, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin in choosing between the words of the Master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the words of the Talmud, whose words does one obey? Divrei Rab Shomin, surely, the Master's words. So the three judges sitting on a cot attempting to intimidate witnesses against testifying falsely in a Dina Mamono's case and holding up a snake who didn't offer the excuse of Divrei Rab, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin were much more interesting to watch than the three people on another cot riding a shtar when a loba admitted his debt in front of them. Which reminds us, Gemara says that witnesses to someone admitting a debt can only record it in a shtar if he made a kinyan confirming the debt. If the admission was before three people, Rav says they can write a shtar without the admitter's permission because they constitute a basin which has the power to collect debts. Other opinions are broad. Daf Lamed. So the Simmer Daf Lamed is a Malamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Rebbe, that must be more on Daf Lamed, Malamed. The Rebbe teaching his Talmidim Sanhedrin, who taught three boys playing Dayanim how to write the verdict so they aren't over on Rechilas, which reminds us, the Gemara brings him Malchokas how the verdict is written regarding naming the opinions. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan holds the only right Zakai to avoid violating Lo Seilech Rachil, to not be a gossip monger. Reish Lakish holds this would be Mexican Shikra, appear like a lie by implying the verdict was unanimous, so they must write each judge's opinion. Belazer takes both concerns into account, so they write through their words, Pony was not found liable. So the Rebbe teaching his Talmidim Sanhedrin, who taught three boys playing Dayanim how to write the verdict so they aren't over on Rechilas, had two boys act as Adim who didn't witness alone together. Which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, Olam ein edusim etzterefes ad shiyu shnei ke'echot. Witnesses' testimony can never be combined unless they both see the event together, but not if they testified about different loans. Rabbi Shulban Karcha argues, afil bezeh chazeh, even if they witness separate events one after the other, their testimony is combined. The Gemara first explains the Machlokas based on logic that the Tanakhama holds the mana about which this witness testifies, the other witness does not testify, and vice versa, so they cannot be combined. Rabbi Shulban Karcha holds they are both testifying about a general mana of debt and can be combined. Alternatively, they argue about a pasuk. So the Rebbe teaching his Talmidim Sanhedrin, who taught three boys playing Dayanim how to write the verdict so they aren't over on Rechilas, had two boys act as Adim who didn't witness alone together, and then planned on having two boys testify on the same event one day after the other. Which reminds us, the Braisa continues, Vein edusim miskayemes bebeisin ad sheyairu shnein ke'echod. Their testimony cannot be accepted unless they testify together. Rabbi Nassan argues that we listen to the words of this aid today, and then when the other aid comes tomorrow, we listen to his words and combine their separate testimonies. One explanation of the Malchokas is that both Tanaim hold, like the Rabbanim before, that only witnesses to the same event can be combined. They argue if Makshim Hagadol Ra'iyah, we compare testifying to witnessing, which would require them to testify together just as they must witness the event together. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Siman Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge for the Siman. So here goes. The judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, the law. The judge who accepted the aidus of two witnesses, one saying the loan was black coins and one saying white, which reminds us, on the previous daf, Rav Yehuda said that if aidim contradict each other during questioning, the testimony is still valid for dinim mamonos. Rava said this is reasonable where the witnesses disagreed if the loan money was in a black or white purse, which is a peripheral detail, but if the contradiction was about a central detail, meaning whether he lent a black mana, meaning old coins, or white mana, new coins, their edus is incompatible. The Nardin say, Afil echod omer mana shachor, ve echod omer mana lavan. Even if one says the lomani was a black mana, and one says it was a white mana, mitzdarfim, they can be combined. So the judge who accepted the edus of two witnesses, one saying the loan was black coins and one saying white, refused to allow the litigant to present his evidence after the deadline. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kozman may be riot, so serves a din. Whenever one brings evidence to prove his claim, he can overturn the ruling. If Beizin gave the litigant 30 days to produce any evidence which he has, and he brings it in after 30 days, the Tanakhama holds the proof is not accepted. Rav Moshe ben Gamliel says, what should this person do? We couldn't find the evidence during the 30 days, and he found it after the 30 days. Rather, the proof is accepted. So the judge who accepted the aidus of two witnesses, one saying the loan was black coins and one saying white, refused to allow the litigant to present his evidence after the deadline. And even though the other litigant wanted to go to the place of Vad for judgment, he forced them to stay local and be judged there, which reminds us. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Atokev zechavero bedin. If one litigant is being difficult with his fellow litigant in court and wants the case to be judged locally, and his counterpart says, Nelech l'makom avad, let us go to the place of assembly, al talmid chachamim, to judge the case, hoping he would be embarrassed, be difficult in their presence, we force him to travel there." Rabbi Elazar asks, "Rabbi, if someone is owed a mana, should he spend a mana on traveling expenses to collect the mana? Rather, kofino sova dumbi iro. We force the other party to litigate the case in his own city." Rav Safa ruled the same way and added that if something needs to be asked of the superior basin, they send the question to them. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we discuss whether a mumer who eats nevela hachis is disqualified from giving edus? That's on daf lamed beis. So the simon for daf lamed beis is a lab. So here goes. The scientist in the lab, that must be on daf Lamed Beis. The scientist in the lab who just got a canceled order for his Drishva Chakira question generator from the basin of three, Shulatino Delis, Bifnei Lovin, which reminds us, Drisha Vechakira were rabbinically waived for monetary cases, Shulatino Delis, Bifnei Lovin, in order not to close the door before borrowers. So, the scientist in the lab who just got a canceled order for his Drishva Chakira question generator from the basin of three, Shulatino Delis, Bifnei Lovin, installed a new Tzedek Tzedek Tirdo feature with a simulation of two ships in a narrow canal, which reminds us, Rav Ashi explains that the double lashon of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdo teaches to equally pursue din, justice, and pshar, compromise. This is illustrated by a brice about two ships or camels which meet in a narrow passage, which gives guidelines for determining which makes way for the other. So the scientist in the lab who just got a canceled order for his Drishva Chakira question generator from the basin of three, Shulatino Delis, Bifnei Lovin, installed a new Tzedek Tzedek Tirdo feature with a simulation of two ships in a narrow canal, and a posting L'schus reminder for Din Nefashos cases to tell the defendant, if you didn't commit the murder, do not be afraid. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that although Dinim Amonos are opened, Bein L'schus, Bein L'chova, either for exemption or for liability, Dinim Nefashos are open L'schus for acquittal. The Gemara asks what we say to open for acquittal. Many answers are given. Abai and Rava say we tell the defendant, if you didn't kill someone, do not be afraid. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we learn that the Nachash could have said, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim? That's on daf Chavtas. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn that Dinin Nefashos were only retracted L'schus, not L'chova? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn that a man is not permitted to testify about his stepson's wife since Ishto Kabbalah? That's on daf Chavchas. Good. Number four, which daf do we learn that Drisha and Chakira were rabbinically waived for monetary cases, Shulatino Delis Bifnei Lovin? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number five, which daf do we learn that an opinion in Dinim Amonos cases cannot be reversed if the judge took the money from one litigant and gave it to the other? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number six, which daf we have a machlokas if Eidim must see the event together? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number seven, which daf do you discuss whether one Baal Din can force the other to go to a different Beis Din? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number eight, which daf do you learn a verdict can be reversed in Dinim Amonos cases if a judge is greater b'minyan u'b'chachma? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number nine, which daf do you learn different pshatim for the double lashon of tzedek tzedek tirdof? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number ten, which daf do you discuss whether sheni b'sheni, shlishi b'sheni, and shlishi b'rishon relatives can testify about one another? That's on daf Chavches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.